I need the other one, and anyway, I was like, I'm just going to give it one.
I thought of that. I even teach how to do this.
So, Brianna, you were Stephanie. I don't know if you have anything to talk about, right? You guys are just perfection embodied.
I agree.
Never before has someone so readily accepted their role as the kingpin of coding. Actually, you guys disagreed on only one.
Yeah, we knew which one was going to be, and we were ready.
Is it a story that you think other people might benefit
from? It's
actually
worth talking about.
It was either a zero or a two.
Well, a zero or a two. Did the person touch the dolls?
No. Yeah. What happened was, we don't even need to play it.
No.
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
Immediately spilled juice story. Knocks the cup off. What happens next? Kid doesn't say a word about it. Just picks up the cup, puts it back in place, doesn't speak of it, and then will not do anything else.
When it helps the story has nothing to do with the cup being picked up or anything, so he could have just been like holding the cup and ended up putting it on the table. So it could have just been a zero, or if it was part of the story, that would have been a two, putting the cup back on the table. So I gave it a one because I knew he would either give it a zero or a two, and I didn't want to be off by two.
Wow, so you're already factoring the meme in.
Wait, I guess it could have been one because it was almost like non-meaningful.
But
I can't even talk about the cup. So,
no.
I don't know.
So what do you think, Eric?
The reason I went with a zero is because he did articulate some kind of story and had nothing to do with the action of returning the cup to the table. To me, it was a totally meaningless action with regard to the narrative the child had created. And because it is symbolic play, and we are we're seeing how they symbolize the story, in that moment, this child was not symbolizing the story. They were just,
right,
you know, almost fixing what was had just happened. That's why I went with zero, but I did bounce around a lot on that, and then I knew that was going to be the one.
Well, how about a one, marginal expression of symbolic play, 1B, the child interacts with a doll or object, but in a manner that is not consistent with the story stem or demonstrative of meaningful action.
Why did I not?
Well, because it's in zero, they can still touch the doll, right?
Yeah.
I think in one, if the story is relevant to a specific doll, and they just happen to touch that doll, but this story had nothing to do with the cup. So, like, if there's one of the zeros that says, you know, they touch the doll or an object, but it doesn't. Right? I think that's why I wrote
that. Yeah, I'm trying to think now. The way you just read that, why I didn't think that.
The example is touching the grandmother doll, but in that case, the story is about the grandmother doll. So it's like the story has nothing to do with the cup.
Yeah, maybe not.
Well, okay, so 0B is child only touches the dolls or objects, but does not engage the doll or objects in meaningful or symbolic activity. For example, touches the doll and places it in his or her lap.
Yeah.
Between those two, because the story is about, I mean, the story said it about the cup, so you really had no way of knowing what the child was like.
So in 1B, though, the child selects, this is the example, the child selects and touches the grandmother doll, shakes her, and then puts her back on the table. There is something going on there, something marginally symbolic. If this child was just picking up the cup to move it or whatever, there's nothing symbolic in that. And I would go with the 0, I think.
Yeah, a little tricky overlap.
So I would think, I would go with Eric's.
I think I'm just biased by other stories because in other kids, that is meaningful, putting the cup back on the table. It's usually part of their story. And I was just like stuck on that, I think.
What else? It doesn't match. These are placed in the order of the 0720061 and then 0727071. Should be these five. The next batch is not.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Oh, it's
okay.
I didn't see it.
Here, I'll scroll down further. Yeah, I'm very careful about.
Now I see it.
Yeah, I'm very careful about copying and pasting the scores, the codes. So this on down are the values of this particular child. So for you and Kasia, you disagree on story 1, story 3, story 1, that's it. Any of those you want to go over? Story 3, this one? All right, so that's
0720061.
There's only
one flash drive.
What are your
flash drives?
Really?
Deb?
It's just like Deb. They're going for a lot of money on eBay.
I always felt no one would possibly care about the measure of its confidentiality.
You have it. It fell out. No, it had 2. Wait, it said 3?
Oh,
okay, so I didn't delete. Okay, I thought
it
was 9 or 7 or
7.
Yeah,
you were part of that. Right, you didn't just give me
that
one.
I think I might have given you 3.
But this one looks familiar, because I think I have that already. So I'll check it out later.
Oh, maybe that's the one you just did for this week, or the one that you have left to do. Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome. Doing several projects here at one time, multitasking.
The
run
today?
Huh?
I went to the gym. Where were you?
I went to the gym. What time did you go?
I went, it was before our student evaluation meeting, so it was like at 10 o'clock, 10 to 10:30.
Yeah, I was learning statistics.
Oh. It's very valuable for you.
Yeah. Pi squared.
So is this A or B that we're looking at? Story 3?
Yes, everyone ever knows.
I don't. I actually worked on this. Yeah. It may have been towards the end.
Oh. So you want to see the monster in the bedroom? B. You're almost right. Oh, just missed. The movement.
Yeah. I agree with that. How many?
She said that she didn't want.
How many vote for 3? Oh?
The taking the bed. The first.
Because what?
That's right.
Two more dolls or objects in meaningful here. Mention pretense link two or more pretense actions. Yeah, I thought we had agreed on that too. That was my understanding, my memory of it.
Well, she hit the bed.
Yeah. But she communicates that she's hitting the monster.
Well, I think the difference being in this is if I, like, this just over the bed, we said that was a two. But I think that she hits the bed may make it different. It's a pure indication of the interaction.
Like, she's hitting the side of the bed, so she's distinguishing, like, she doesn't want to hit the other doll. She's, like, deliberately hitting.
I'm trying to see, like, it almost.
Yeah. We could take a look at it again.
That's after ramp. You have to have a lot of patience, Melissa. Did she hit the bed by then? It's coming up now. Before?
Very intentionally hit the bed there, which is adding another representation, as opposed to just being.
That's my gut feeling about it, that it was a three. So, Deb one, Kazia zero. Alright, so I think we covered that. What else?
Can we get one of my three items?
Sure. It's a good matchup. Brianna versus Melissa. Let's see what happens here. Sadistic. It's all in good fun.
You're the lesser winner.
Some winners are better than others.
We have to calculate effect size.
You could. It's very Orwellian.
This is not A.
A. All right. Too far? Here we go. Now what? What story?
Last one.
Oh, this is it. Okay, great.
Dida. Well, these kids will be a year older. It should be a little easier than this, but. So have we come up to the, okay, all right. And watching this just reminds me how hard this work is. You tend to forget a few months. Fortunately, it's not hot. The weather's not an issue.
Here comes.
Here comes. That's it.
The kid was, the doll was acknowledging the mom, and the mom was giving the medicine. It's always like an act of acknowledgement of another doll.
I can see one.
I guess that's.
I don't know, you have to show me.
It's pretty weak three.
I can see one. I'll stop at that point, and then I think that was because it wasn't the mom to my friend. It was the mom giving the child medicine, but it was the child.
Where is it exactly?
He moves the mom doll over, then he moves Seika closer to the mom doll around the dad. I mean, so it might even be like a sequence.
It's
like
2.5.
Yeah, it's that's
how it's going to end up. Good threes and bad threes. So when you talk about good threes and bad threes, you're talking about a coding system that's not refined enough.
It'd be hard to, without the internet,
entering some of our own subjectivity.
Like, well, you're
like, is it a good sport?
Your reliabilities are all in the 90s. We can afford a little bit lower reliability. Now, I'm not advocating that we change the system now. I'm just saying. Just saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll look at it again.
Yeah. It's a good story.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
and
you can't really see the mom
doubling.
Lean the doll into
yeah.
the mom.
Oh,
I see it.
It's a pretty weak interaction, but it's an interaction.
Who leaned into whom?
It's
Seika. Seika leaned into the mom?
Yeah.
I'm getting too old for this. I can't see that. But the resolution's lower here. Go either way.
I mean, I guess I like equated it to when we said like if the one doll bows to another doll, it's still an interaction, even though the other doll's.
No, I understand your reasoning. The question is whether that tilt had the intentionality that you're ascribing to it. I don't know.
I mean,
what do you think, Brianna? You're on the lower end on this.
It's weak, but I see the weak and how.
Discussion of following designated acknowledgement of another person that becomes subjective. I could go either way. I think that's what ended up being is probably more accurate.
It's a good 2.5.
All right. Well, the only team we haven't picked on yet is Jennifer and this week's Stephanie, who's Brianna.
Yeah.
So there were three stories on which you two disagreed. Any one in particular that you'd like to talk about or go over?
Which one is for the...
Okay, so for 1018062, you guys were different on story 3. I can pull that up. This piece. So as you can see, story 3, and then for the 1201061, you were different on two stories. So you had 33223 and 33333.
We should look at that one.
Which one?
The second one.
The second child?
Yeah.
Okay, and which story? The hurt knee or the departure? Or I mean the monster in the bedroom or the departure?
Monster in the bedroom. Yeah.
Monster in the bedroom? Okay.
I really call it giving up to dolls. There's
A or B?
What's going on back here? Some B-roll?
Yeah.
Did you end up using any of that?
Yeah. I used one shot. Yeah. Didn't get a credit, but, you know.
An uncredited cinematographer.
Yeah, I think
well,
that's, out of
that's
that
a three,
I'm
right?
I'm not sure if that was like representative.
Turning the bed.
There, but yeah, we just talked about it.
Turn the bed.
Dana talked about that of pros.
Yeah, I think I was like, are we playing? Yeah, I think
it's not waving over the bed, that's a tip. Like, feeding just waving over the bed, but a contact.
I mean, that was, yeah, I think that was pretty obvious.
I think that's a doll
would also be a three.
We call that a two because it's incorrect acknowledgement.
Unless he says he's hitting the doll.
Yeah.
He says I'm hitting my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in the spilled juice story, the mother always hits it.
Of course, but you're trying to hit the monster in this one. The intention is to hit the monster, not the child.
Yeah.
So if you wave it over and do make contact with the child, I still think that that's an incorrect attribution, so I would round that down.
A while ago we said that was a two, so I'm trying to figure out the difference, like when to do a two and three. So maybe it's the bed at the three?
I think the child being out of the bed and her actually contacting makes it a three.
Yeah.
But if it just waves and there's no, like, contact, I think contact's like a safe way to do it.
Okay.
I just
contact.
Think.
But contact with the doll would not be a three?
Well, if it wasn't supposed to be, because she's not being, in this story, the child isn't getting beaten, unless the child gets beaten for crying wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which could happen.
Which I don't recall that happened.
So in that case, we have to rely on some of the verbal description provided by the child.
Yeah, I think to a degree we always need verbal just because we are symbolizing this, you know, you are symbolizing words, so they do need to match up. You know, if it says mom, you know, mom beats Seika and mom just gets thrown across the room, that's not symbolic play.
That would be disorganized attachment.
Probably.
All right. Do you want to look at the departure story as well, or?
You're still what?
Still reading.
Oh, reading. I give you guys a bunch of credit for the transcriptions you made because I had a hell of a time.
hearing it. You guys really worked hard.
You want to watch it again? Can't see the
two handed.
Yeah, but it was like that one.
I don't know.
I give that one a 2. Any others you want me to look at? I think this is helping our reliabilities go up every week, so in spite of the traffic patterns.
Actually, if you get 90 or above, you should be exempt from the following week's meeting.
Oh, wow. That means that we won't be meeting anymore.
It's incentive to perform well.
It's a very punitive way of thinking. Yeah?
Brianna and I have one that was really horrible. I want to keep that old phrase and an active imagination earlier.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that to me. It was 0417072.
Yes.
Who wrote? Which one wrote me about that? You did. Did you want me to look at a particular story? Want us to look at it or?
Yeah.
The bed pretended
the bed was a car. I mean, it didn't really
make
sense with the story, I guess. Like, it wasn't related to the monster, but he took the bed and pretended it was a race car.
Yeah,
and
it
really
got in the car. Yeah, so. Yeah, no, I wanted to see who was doing the most successful symbolic play. But I did have my meeting with the Geleki last Saturday, and it went very well, and she had some ideas, and I showed her a couple of videos, and she was very interested to see what we're doing, and so she is going to be talking with Lehigh University president about maybe funding some of this. So, if our own university won't do anything for us, maybe Lehigh will do something for us. So, anyway.
Yeah.
study something that's like Lehi's name ended up all over your work?
Yeah, well, you know, I go out to the highest bidder, you know. If Lehi wants to pimp me out, that's okay.
Did you tell him about your book?
I did. Well, I told Agelicki about it, yeah. Oh, everybody? Oh. Bleed and I have a contract to write a book about the Uganda work that we're doing, as well as work that Valita did in Uganda before I even met her. So that's in the works. Thanks. And we've asked Eric to take the photo of the cover of the book. And he's doing a very high-powered camera from a family relative, right?
Right.
And also he's going to be borrowing the $4,000 incredible video camera from the Department of Visual Arts here again for coming up. And I promised to be responsible for the camera going back home. It's a huge mother, you know. It's just massive camera with the boom and all that stuff. But maybe next time we can work more on the audio, getting that pumped up more. Because I think the audio was a little low.
Just on Kate, really. And that was because I was using a different camera that I didn't really had gotten my hands on that day.
Oh.
That was
whose was it?
That was the production company that I had worked for. They had some old cameras that were kind of in the same.
Yeah.
I mean, not quite as nice, but I didn't want to shoot one of their nicer cameras because it would have stood out.
Yeah, sure.
And all of a sudden, this is in HD. And
right.
It looks brilliant.
Did you have a boom operator or anything like that?
No, that was the other thing. All I had was the on-camera, the onboard mic for that interview.
Okay, yeah. So that was probably the cause of the problem.
So she did not. It was also, honestly, shooting in Africa where there was no electrical interference and air conditioners and all these
things. Yeah.
Mess with the sound was nicer than shooting in
right. But there were no chickens or cows where in Kate's office, right?
Yeah, but those are part of the setting.
I mean, that's the atmosphere. Yeah.
The only thing that was annoying were the motorcycles.
Yeah, the Boda Boda. So you have to tell Melissa and Danielle that they're going to have to get used to being boom operators now and then. We all took our turns. Thank you. What? Yes, I do remember. Hey, can I talk to you for a few minutes about the PO?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, thanks.
Do you two want to do that? Is there anything? Because I'm not going to be at the actual meeting on June 16th.